Unit 1. Achievement Test. Listen to the conversations. Example.
Good morning. I'm Vanessa Graham.
Hello, Mrs. Graham.
Actually, it's Ms. Graham, please.
1.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Dr. Guerra.
I'll get him, but call him Manuel. Everyone uses first names here.
Okay, thanks.
By the way, I'm Julia.
Nice to meet you. I'm Neil.
2.
Hello, I'm Ayako Suzuki. I'm here for the conference.
I don't see your name here. Did you register?
Yes, I did. In fact, I had already registered by the time the conference was announced.
Oh, excuse me. Here it is.
3.
Hey, Sophia. I'm making beef for dinner. Would you like to come over?
Thanks, Mark, but I don't eat beef. There are rules against it in my culture.
Okay. Well, maybe some other time. I can make chicken.
Sounds good.
4.
Hi, I'm Denise Pei.
Hello, I'm Daniel Hoffman.
Nice to meet you. By the way, how would you like to be addressed?
Mr. Hoffman is fine, thanks.
5.
What time are you going to dinner?
The reservation is for 8 o'clock, so I'll get to the restaurant after that.
No, in this culture, it's impolite to arrive late. You should be there no later than 8 o'clock.
6.
Why do your students call you Ms. Pillman instead of Dr. Pillman?
Well, I had already taught them for a while when I became a doctor. They were used to calling me Ms. Anyway, titles really aren't important to me.
7.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Flores, the new English teacher.
Hello, I'm Patricia Small. I'm a teacher here, too. I'll introduce you to everyone. How do you want the students to address you?
What's customary here?
Well, in our culture, it's very impolite for a student to call a teacher by his or her first name.
Then Miss Flores is fine.
Now read the sentences. Then listen again and circle the word or phrase that correctly completes each sentence. 1.
Excuse me, I'm looking for Dr. Guerra.
I'll get him, but call him Manuel. Everyone uses first names here.
Okay, thanks.
By the way, I'm Julia.
Nice to meet you. I'm Neil.
2.
Hello, I'm Ayako Suzuki. I'm here for the conference.
I don't see your name here. Did you register?
Yes, I did. In fact, I had already registered by the time the conference was announced.
Oh, excuse me. Here it is.
3.
Hey, Sophia. I'm making beef for dinner. Would you like to come over?
Thanks, Mark, but I don't eat beef. There are rules against it in my culture.
Okay. Well, maybe some other time. I can make chicken.
Sounds good.
4.
Hi, I'm Denise Pei.
Hello, I'm Daniel Hoffman.
Nice to meet you. By the way, how would you like to be addressed?
Mr. Hoffman is fine, thanks.
5.
What time are you going to dinner?
The reservation is for 8 o'clock, so I'll get to the restaurant after that.
No, in this culture, it's impolite to arrive late. You should be there no later than 8 o'clock.
6.
Why do your students call you Ms. Pillman instead of Dr. Pillman?
Well, I had already taught them for a while when I became a doctor. They were used to calling me Ms. Anyway, titles really aren't important to me.
7.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Flores, the new English teacher.
Hello, I'm Patricia Small. I'm a teacher here, too. I'll introduce you to everyone. How do you want the students to address you?
What's customary here?
Well, in our culture, it's very impolite for a student to call a teacher by his or her first name.
Then Miss Flores is fine.